Chapter 15. Mina Harker's Diary. September 29th. I came to London today to share important news with Van Helsing. However, he had already gone to Holland. Instead, a man I know only from Lucy's letters, Dr. Seward, met me at the train station. I am currently staying at his hospital. In the doctor's office, I found Jonathan's diary resting on his desk. He had not yet read it, so I asked him to read it before we talked. He, too, wanted me to listen to his diary, which was recorded on a machine. So, for the next few hours, both of us listened to or read the other's most personal information. Learning about Lucy's horrible death was most upsetting for me. However, it also comforted me in the end, for I now know that she is resting, in peace. When I returned to his office, he too was glad to have read Jonathan's journal and felt that he now knew much more about the terrible man we would be searching for. I decided then and there to type out his recorded diary for him, so that we could have all of our information on paper. Then we could gather our journals and put them in order. Hopefully, all of this information will make our task easier. It is now quite late, and I have just finished typing everything up. I feel better now, having done this. I'm sure Professor Van Helsing will appreciate it when he comes. Tomorrow, my Jonathan will come here from Whitby, where he is gathering the papers concerning the Count's arrival to England. I miss him so much. Dr. Seward's Diary.
September 30th. Today I met Jonathan Harker at the train station. A very fine fellow indeed. He and his wife Mina immediately began work on putting all of our journals, letters, and telegrams in order, along with several related newspaper articles. After reading my diary and looking over his documents from Whitby, Jonathan concluded that the Count's home was actually the house next to mine. God, how foolish I felt not to have guessed it on my own. I must watch patient Renfield even more closely now. His behavior seems somehow related to the closeness of the Count to the house. Tonight he is quite calm. However, I don't trust that he will remain calm.
Mina Harker's Journal. September 30th. Arthur Godalming and Quincy Morris came to the hospital today. I had to greet them alone, because Jonathan and Dr. Seward were away. It was a sad meeting. Arthur ended up crying a great deal on my shoulder. I told him that he and I were connected by our closeness to Lucy, and that he could think of me as a sister. I could see that he had had no one to talk with openly about his sadness. I was the first. So his tears came freely, and so did mine. Afterward, he was very thankful to me, and promised to be like a brother to me for as long as he lived.